I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend and colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, imagining, speculating, analyzing how the Kremlin, how the Forbidden City, see the presentation by the president during the debate, the uneven presentation, and what is to be done. Gregory speaks specifically of how Moscow sees this as an advantage. Is Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, more tonight, especially on China, Tehran, Pyongyang, our adversaries and our allies, witnessing the president's uneven performance. More of this tonight.
Well, the world looks at the United States in an election year, knowing that if the rest of the world is going to do anything, you do it in an election year so that the United States can't punish you because it's preoccupied with its issues at home. That goes double when the United States is messing up its situation at home, in a sense, and that's how the world sees it. Clearly, as far as the People's Republic of China and Moscow are concerned, they in particular see that they have a breathing space while the U.S. is absolutely obsessed with its own internal problems. A lot of them, I think, are concerned, however, that this is going to guarantee a Trump administration in 2025, as it now seems to be said by the polls. Certainly, the Russians are not unhappy about that because they see that as being a positive outcome because it will probably lead to a negotiated settlement with the Ukraine conflict.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.